from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 29, 2013. Though corn in some areas showed considerable damage from late frosts and freezes in April and early May, most is now back on track. Wednesday, I talked with Dr. Ronnie Schnell, AgriLife Extension Agronomist, specializing in corn and grain sorghum cropping systems, based in College Station. Schnell told me that most corn wasn't planted or emerged yet in the high plains in the freezing weather occurred, but the frost damage to corn during early May in central Texas and Brazos Valley looked pretty dramatic for a while. Leaves were yellowed and wilted in many low-lying areas, but even then, the corn was at a growth stage where it eventually recovered. The May 28 U.S. Department of Agriculture's Texas Crop Progress Report, which is compiled from AgriLife Extension County Agent Reports, showed 95% of corn planted, with 44% rated as in good condition, 38% fair, 8% excellent, with the remainder in poor to very poor condition. On an average year, Texas farmers produce more than 200 million bushels of corn on 2 million acres, according to a Texas A&M University Department of Soil and Crop Sciences summary. What's a stage that's critical during frost damage?
The five leaf stage is what we say is critical, because before then, the growing point will be below the soil surface. And after the five leaf stage, it starts to elevate. If you were to get a hard frost freeze, and it's much more susceptible to injury. But everything was young enough that the growing points were protected. Mm-hmm. So there was some leaf burn, some foliage damage, but it, you know, some leaf burn, some foliage damage early in the vegetative growth phase generally does not have a large impact on yield. So if it happened early enough, there was some leaf tissue that's lost, it's not going to have a major impact on the final yield.
Okay. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.